Good morning. We're continuing in Chayodim, Klal Yudches, Simen He. Kashem Rashad Baruch Hashem Hamavaroch, Yano Baruch Hashem Hamavaroch Le'olam Vo'ed. So the receiver should answer Baruch Hashem Hamavaroch Le'olam Vo'ed. Achazeh Yomer Hashad Baruch Hashem Hamavaroch Le'olam Vo'ed, and the Shad will then say it as well. So the reason why he's saying this is because there was a shita which says that when you hear the chaz and saying Baruch Hashem Hamavaroch L'olam Vo'ed, you should answer Amen. So the chayyim is pointing out that we don't pass on like that opinion, and there's no need to answer Amen in that situation. And some actually argue, since you said Baruch Hashem Hamavaroch L'olam Vo'ed yourself, you have no need to answer Amen at all. It's like you're saying it twice, because the idea of Amen is, I also believe in this. Well, obviously you believe in it, you just said it yourself. So the Chaz are just joining the Tzibur by saying it. There's no reason why the Tzibur has to then reaffirm the statement that the Chaz had made. If, however, the Chaz did not say Baruch Hu loudly, and not everybody heard him saying Baruch Hu, so they can't, what should they do? So one option is they should respond to the invitation of the chazan, even though they did not hear it. But if they hear the tzibur answering, they should answer with the tzibur. The chayyim seems to say that in that situation, you do not answer with the tzibur. You just wait till the tzibur says Baruch Hashem Hamavaroch L'olam Vo'ed, and you answer Amen. So you cannot respond to the chazan because you did not hear what the chazan had to say. So you cannot respond to the chazan. But you can say that when they say this phrase, the Baruch Hashem Hamavaroch L'olam Vo'ed, that you also believe that it's true, and therefore you say Amen to me ma'amis, what they're saying, that you believe what they're saying as well. Mishabur Paskins is not like this. Mishabur Paskins that in that situation you should say Baruch Hashem Hamavaroch L'olam Vo'ed. That which is the opinion of Eli Rabba and the Rechaim, etc. So you can say Baruch Hashem Hamavaroch L'olam Vo'ed with the tzibur, even though you did not hear the chazan saying Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem Hamavaroch. Okay. Now, v'im ein sham asora b'loy hu, im loy onay mehem lo yotzu. So we have a situation where the chazan is not really doing his job. He gets up and stands with the yomid, and there's only 10 people in the room, 9 people plus the chazan. And he says, Baruch Hu, es Hashem HaMavaroch, quietly. And some of the people on the Tzibur did not hear him and say, Baruch Hu, es Hashem HaMavaroch. So they do not, according to Chayyim, they can't answer. So now it comes out that the people saying, responding, Baruch Hashem HaMavaroch, L'olam Vo'ed, are going to be less than the required 9 people of the minyan, the chazan plus 9 people. So not all of the 9 people are going to be saying that phrase. So, if he doesn't find a way to be owner with them, and that means he should hear what the chazan is saying, so then it comes out that nobody is yotze because there wasn't a minyan responding to the words of the chazan. So the minyan the other case before was that there was a minyan without him, and that minyan was responding. And what does he do? How does he say amen, etc.? Here we're saying he must answer with them because otherwise we don't have 9 people saying Baruch Hashem Baruch L'olam Vo'ed. Now the poskim grapple with, we'll see that halacha later on, that for the purposes of counting for a minyan, for Baruch Hu and these type of things, even a person who would be meeker than a person who's sleeping could count towards your 10 people. So obviously the person who's sleeping is not answering Baruch Hashem HaMavaroch L'olam Vo'ed because he's sleeping. So if we're makbid on this answering, that you have to have all 9 people answering, how do you reconcile this halacha with that halacha? So there are some suggestions that this situation over here, where there's not a, doesn't have an outside impediment, he's just, the chazan is not making the hazmana appropriately. The purpose of the chazan statement is to invite the tzibur to respond. And over here he cannot respond because he did not hear the chazan's invitation. So that is actually worse than a situation where a person theoretically could be responding. It just happens that he's sleeping and he can't respond. One last point in regards to these halachas. When we have a minute that we bow by, when we say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu, we bow, when we say Baruch Hu, we bow. there is no Gemara which says that a person has to do that, and actually some hold that you should not do that because of the halacha. The Gemara holds you should not do that because of the halacha of being moiser v'alei kriyas. You're adding in more bowings, more than what's required in halacha. So we know that in Shemoneh Esrei, a person cannot add in extra kriyas. And the Gemara is saying, it's love dafka in Shemoneh Esrei, even outside of Shemoneh Esrei. Because our Mosakin in Shemoneh Esrei, we bow four places in Shemoneh Esrei, and that's it. We don't do anything more than that. So the Gemara holds you should not bow, but the Minhag HaOlam is to bow. But the Minhag HaOlam actually is to bow, just bow from the waist. It's not, the Minhag is not to bend your knees and then bow like you do in Shemoneh Esrei. The Minhag is just to bow from the waist. And therefore, a person should maintain the Minhag as such and not add on bending his knees together with bowing from the waist. The Minhag is to bow from the waist, and that is sufficient to fulfill the Minhag. Have a good day.